Hello, my name is James Miskolic, and I am an emergency physician and a doctor without borders, and I've worked in emergency rooms all over the world. I am also a human being, and it is this last person that is almost easiest to forget, especially when your work takes you so close to people whose needs can appear to outstrip yours. However, I too hurt, and I too deserve to heal. And these two things took years for me to admit. But once I did, I discovered I was not only able to continue the work I love, but go deeper into it. I learned, eventually, to heal on the fly. No matter who you are, or where you are, life is difficult. It is even more true when your work carries you next to those who struggle or hurt. The weight of their problems or sadness can temporarily become yours, whether you are in the ER or reflecting at home. Of course, the same is true of their joys, but when you are front lines, you don't always get to choose. And when you're in the middle of a pandemic, we are all front lines. To me, healing on the fly means being present for what is true, noticing it, appreciating it, letting it pass through without judgment. It is when I'm not clear about the hurt that it clouds my experience and it grows. I'll give you an example. It used to be in the ER, when a person passed away from a traumatic or cardiac arrest, we would all just leave and go our separate directions. More often now, after someone dies, everyone in the room will pause and someone will say, "I recognize this person, had a life, family, and dreams. I also recognize the people in this room who tried to help them, though they knew none of those things." And into that space, where there once was none, something pure emerges. Sometimes it comes out in tears, or a feeling of camaraderie, maybe even a reverence for the work. It has become an opportunity for us to renew ourselves in the moment. Let us take some time right now to explore what that space might feel like. Wherever you are, get into a comfortable position. Not too comfortable, but one in which you can stay awake for the next 10 or 15 minutes. Good. Wherever you are, bring your awareness to a part of your body that feels quiet or still. That can occur sometimes at the interface of our body with the earth. It can be the sense of a seat underneath us, or if we're lying, the feeling of the couch under our back. Wherever that's available to you in your experience, let your attention just sink into that place. The world will, of course, erupt all around us and within. Let that happen. And as it does, just keep on letting your attention sink into that space, that quiet stillness of your body at rest. That's good. Now, with a sense of curiosity and with as little judgment as possible, turn that awareness towards your emotional body, a part of you that has feelings. For many of us, that space is in or around our chest, though not exclusively so, and not necessarily. And as we did, let our attention drop into a quiet stillness of our body, let it move into this space. And without naming what you find there, just notice it. It might come up as pleasant or unpleasant, and thoughts may occur about it, wishing it away, or if it's pleasant, hoping it might stay. Let those rise and fall. And as neutrally as possible, just observe what is true in your emotional feeling body. The attitude here is loving interest in knowing what's occurring inside of us, but no preference. Not trying to create or get ourselves free of anything, just pure knowing. Some questions that we might ask are, where is this feeling? Does it spread? Does it have contours? Sometimes even colors, movement or shape? What are its qualities? Where does it occur and what is it made of? And these feelings, whatever their content, positive, negative, neutral, as encompassing as they might be, are often embedded in something even larger. We can sometimes get a sense of room around these feelings. Room we didn't even know we had. So wherever this feeling is in your body, imagine the six directions around it. Front, back, left, right, up, down. The space around it on all sides that continues towards endlessness, in which our emotional body is a part of and held by. As much as possible, let your awareness move to that space. So certainly the emotion is real, the feeling inside of us is real, but there's also this sense of expansive room around it. If the emotional body is rising strongly, maybe that sense of space is something you notice mostly as a decrease in intensity, as that feeling carries out towards the margins of those six directions. Hold each as widely as you can. Well, that feeling occurs, and it most definitely is us. So too is this space on which it occurs. That's good. Into that space, let some kindness suffuse. Kindness towards yourself for taking on this difficult work at this difficult time, and yet continuing despite the challenges. Kindness towards that feeling. It may not even be yours, not wholly, and yet it can be held, comforted, healed. And some kindness towards the people who we've yet to meet, who face challenges we may never know. And thank you for doing this difficult, beautiful, and worthwhile work. It truly matters.